Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, January 9th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, title, album. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where today we dive into a multifaceted corner of music history, a corner defined by the album aptly named Tidal. I'm your host, Alloy, and I'm here to take you on a fascinating journey into this complex piece of work. To those tuning in who have a keen interest in technology, ethics, and how society is evolving, this topic might seem off the beaten path, yet it shares intriguing parallels with themes that define our modern landscape. So, let's jump right in. Tidal is the debut studio album by American singer Meghan Trainor, released on January 9th, 2015. Remember the catchy tunes that danced across the airwaves back then? Well, if you do, you're not alone. Tidal signifies a moment when Trainor burst onto the music scene with a unique sound that was as controversial as it was addictive. This album followed Meghan Trainor's first extended play, also titled Tidal, creating a sort of musical echo that many artists dream, but also fear, because of the high expectations that ensue. Right from its launch, Tidal was remarkable, not just for its catchy melodies, but for the conversation it stirred around feminism, body positivity, and the role of nostalgia in modern pop music. It's an album that elicited questions not just about music, but about societal values. Are we still affected by standards set long ago? How do those standards impact the way we consume content today? One of the standout tracks from this album is All About That Bass, a song that skyrocketed to number one in numerous countries. It's an anthem that blends catchy 50s doo-wop with modern pop, and more importantly, speaks on body positivity. It challenges the conventional ideals about beauty and appearance, an idea that can stir up compelling discussions about identity in today's world. At this point, let's pose a question to reflect upon. How have songs like All About That Bass influenced the way we consider ourselves and others? The simplistic, yet powerful message of self-acceptance resonates. It's essentially a call to question existing standards and blaze new trails for inclusivity, a tech-like progression in the social sphere. Ironically, this album stayed at number one on the US Billboard 200 for two consecutive weeks and was certified triple platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Clearly, Meghan Trainor struck a chord with many. The main theme, Drop the Bass, Not Your Confidence, played well on both radio and at possibly awkward familial gatherings. Mocking body shaming subtly yet vibrantly, it streamlined the conversation around self-worth straight into our ears. Fascinating, isn't it? An interesting real-life anecdote here is that Meghan Trainor, before she hit it big with Tidal, was pitching songs on her own, demonstrating tenacity and hard-earned grit. Isn't it inspiring how the digital world enabled an aspiring artist to go from pitching solo to debuting a chart-topping album? It's an incredible story of leveraging technology to break barriers, an inspiring tale for anyone looking to disrupt the status quo in their own endeavors. But Tidal is not just one track sprung from catchy beats. Its fabric is woven with many other impressive works, like Lips Are Movin', another frothy, feel-good anthem that tackled themes of honesty and transparency. Much like today's digital landscape, where dishonest practices can end careers before they even start, I'd like us to consider, in what way has Tidal shaped discussions about transparency and authenticity in art? Do lower barriers to entry in the music industry, thanks to technological progress, yield unexpected and sometimes disruptive artists who bring fresh perspectives? Would Tidal have seen the light of day two decades ago, or would it have been swallowed by the traditional music industry machine? Beyond its beats and messages, another layer of intrigue comes from how the album received broadly mixed reviews from critics, who often highlighted it as formulaic yet catchy. This opens a fascinating discussion about subjectivity in art, something akin to the discussion around ethical algorithms, in a sense. How do we judge creativity in a world so saturated with it? Can we standardize the unstandardizable? As we come to the closing notes of today's episode, I encourage you all not just to listen to Tidal, but to think deeply about how music serves as a lens through which we view our shared reality. Dive into the album, explore its sounds, dissect its messages, and perhaps consider its cultural impact beyond the immediate chart success. Reflect on its enduring themes and how they resonate with your own experiences and beliefs. So here's a call to action for you. Revisit this album or explore it for the first time, but more importantly, seek out the conversations it initiated. Whether it's body positivity, changing social norms, or how technology reshapes platforms for the voiceless, Tidal is more than music. It's a snapshot of a moment and, intriguingly, an echo of the themes that define our day. Thank you for listening to this episode of Wikipedia. Join me next time as we explore another topic that enlightens, challenges, and inspires us. Until then, keep questioning, keep listening, and embrace the diverse tapestries of knowledge that history continually offers us.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Tidal Album. Thanks for listening. See you next time.